我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因他自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出生、出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。感谢神的话。
Please keep your Bible open.
请你们仍然打开你们的圣经。
And let me be honest with you, when we pray the Lord's Prayer a moment ago, I felt different power when you pray together as a church.
当我们在一同祷告的时候，我的心就一样被神的同在大大的给感动了。
Praise the Lord that 2 weeks ago I had the opportunity to share with you about the message on how to pray the Lord's Prayer.
在两个星期前，我在这里来证道，讲到有关我们如何去照着主的吩咐，来照他的祷告来祷告。
And today I'm going to show you how to love.
今天我们的信息主题是如何去爱。
But before we know how to love one another, we need to understand what love is.
我们在开始彼此相爱之前，要知道爱是怎么回事。
So I'm going to give you an illustration.
因此我要给各位做一些示范。
There is a story about a cracked pot.
有一个有关于一个破裂的一个水缸的故事。
In a water barrel, in India had 2 pots.Each hang out on each side of his shoulder while he carry across the neck.
你知道在印度啊，他们挑水缸的人呢，是搭在肩上，一边一个水缸就拎着往前挑着。
Actually, those of you who are old enough, while we were in China and back to Asian countries, we used to carry waters in this way, right?
所以我们若在中国或是在亚洲地区，我们从小可以看到你们挑水缸的时候呢，是这样子侧着走。
Well, this water bearer has one pot that is perfect in every way, and yet another pot has a crack.
这印度挑水缸的人呢，他两个水缸，其中一个呢是完美无缺，另外一个呢是有一个破裂。
So as this water bearer carry the water to the master's house,One of the pot is always full of water, but the other pot always arrived half full.
所以当这个挑水的人挑着两缸的水走往他主人家的一路上的时候呢，到了那的时候，一边的水缸是水满着，另外一个水缸总是只剩半满。
And so this thing carried on for about 2 years, and as you can imagine, that perfect pot was always very proud of delivering the full pot of water.
就在这么个事情两年过后呢，你知道这个水缸完美无缺的满着水的，他这个表达非常的自傲自满。
But the poor cracked pot always arrive half full of water.
但是另外一个有破口的一个水缸总是只有半满的情况当中完成工作。
And the cracked pot felt very miserable because he could never fulfill the task that he wanted to do for his master.
因此这有缺损的水缸非常的自怜，他认为说始终没有办法完成主人交代的工作。
So after these 2 years, the cracked pot considered and perceived himself as a failure, and so he wanted to tell his master how terrible it was.
所以在这个事情发生之后，这个破口的水缸感觉自己是一个完全失败了，所以他必须要告诉他这个挑水的这个主人他自己心中的一些状况。
And the cracked pot says, because of the flaws that are on me, I can only deliver to you half full of water every time, and I'm not doing my job.
所以因此这个破口的水缸说，因为在我这个水缸的本身上面有缺陷，所以挑到你这的时候只剩下半满了。
So the water bearer asked the cracked pot to this time notice all of the flowers along the wayas he carried the water to the master's house.
因此这个挑水的人告诉这么一个缺欠水缸，让他回头看看他一路上走过的路旁边那些美丽的花朵各个绽放着。
And so he did. This time when the water bearer carried the water, one full of water and the other one leaking along the way, and the cracked pot saw all these flowers along the road,And he felt more happy.
所以这个挑水主人再一次从原路挑着两缸的水，一边满的，另外一边呢是破口的缸，就这样子沿着路，那个破口的缸呢就看到一路沿路的鲜花，心情非常的高兴。
But by the time he arrives at the master's house, he still feels disappointed, still feels ashamed.Because even though those flowers cheered him up, he felt he still didn't fulfill the mission that he intends to do.
然而到了主人的家，这个破口的水缸仍然心里面挺自己惭愧的，非常感觉到失望。虽然沿路上他看到了这些美丽的花向他这里面打气，欢呼，可是他认为自己还是失败。
And so the water bearer explains to the cracked pot, and he said, "I knew the flaws all along."
所以挑水的这个人呢，还是一样很细心的告诉我这一个有缺损的水缸，它这么一个发生的一个情况。
Because I see that there is a flaw or a crack on your pot, on this pot that you have, I take advantage of that and I plant seeds along the way to the master's house.
他说虽然在你的身上有这么一个缺陷，我是知道你这个缺陷，所以我刻意的是在你走路的另外一边呢种下了这些花的种子。
And because of your leaking water along the way, these flowers has blossomed, and with these flowers I have been able to decorate the master's house.
就是因为这么一路上你这一个破水这个破口滴下的水浇灌了这些种子，这些花长出来了何等的美丽，因此我才能够点缀这个主人家的花园呢。
You see, each and every one of us has our unique flaws in our life.
你知道我们每一个人都有他独特的一个缺陷。
And if you are not careful, it's very easy for you to become discouraged or even disoriented because of these weaknesses that you have.
若是你不小心的话，很容易被你身上的缺陷给击溃，而你感觉到自己很惭愧或很失望。
And you feel you are either not loved because you are just imperfect, or you feel you are incapable because others are more perfect.
你会一面想到说你不会受人重视，另外一方面也会想到这个别人要比你来得好。
But it is the uniqueness, the flaws that each and every one of us has that are different, that make it interesting, that when we are together, we can grow in love for one another.
就是因为我们身上满有了一些独特的缺陷，当我们汇集在一起的时候，这些缺陷会变得相当有意思，而且能够一直来鼓励着我们彼此学习相爱。
You see, even if you look at our Chinese character, the word love, in traditional Chinese, it put a heart in between a word that is accept.
你知道我们中文这个爱字啊，相当有意思。你看那个爱字，那个心是摆在上跟下两个的中间，因此把这两个部分连接起来的。
And so the word heart in Chinese, 心, and the word that encompass the word heart, soul, indicates that a love and acceptance of the heart.
所以我们看到这个中文的爱中间是一个心，心上面呢像是个房子，成为它的遮盖，就表现了它在心的里面有一个接纳的这一个态度。
And how many of you are not looking? Every day, aren't we looking for acceptance?
每一个人，我们是不是都在这里寻找能够被接纳呢？
Sometimes we will feel so loved when we would just be accepted the way we are.
有时候呢，我们感觉到我们自己已经是被人被爱的到一个程度，好像已经很习惯了。
We want to feel loved.We want to perceive or be perceived as one that is lovely.
我们希望被别人爱，被别人看重，是成为一个别人眼中可爱的人。
And so the Bible, as we look at this, verse 11.
所以我们看到刚才经节十一节里面说
He said, we should love one another. This is the message you have heard from the beginning.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
The commandment for us to love one another is not anything new or anything complicated.
神给我们的彼此相爱的命令并不是一条新的命令，而是一条从旧的命令而来的。
But in order for us to truly love one another, the first step is oftentimes just to accept the way people are.
我们头一步要开始去爱。别人的话必须要接纳别人的本相。
Because if we don't, we have a starting point or a perception in our heart that love needs to be this way.
若是我们没有这么一样子的一个包容，所以刚开始从起点的时候，我们就设定了一个标准，在我们自己的思想范围里面是在这里。
And we do not recognize that the way you show your love is different from the way I would show my love.
因此我们就不会看重我们彼此之间相爱的一个不同点在哪里。
And what is even more difficult is when you are the perfect part and I'm the cracked part, it makes it difficult for me to understand how am I going to love.
同样的，就如同刚才水缸的比喻，好像有人是很完美，有人是有缺陷，在这个完美跟缺陷之间，我们就感觉到相当的有困难能够去爱。
Let me illustrate this in one more way to show you what love is. There are three words in the Bible that describe love. One is agape, as you all know.
让我再一次的能够提出一个例证，就让你们正确的能够了解有关于圣经讲的爱的三方面。第一个呢，就是爱加倍。
There is another kind of love that's called philia in Greek words, all of these two.
另外一个字呢，希腊字语呢叫 philia.
And the third one is eros.
另外一个字就是 eros.
Now, eros is a Greek word from which we derive the word and the name Cupid, who is representative of the angels of love.
我们这个讲的都是希腊字，这个eros 就是 Cupid 另外一个字来，就讲到了是朱比特那个爱神的那个观念。
It oftentimes refers more to the fleshly desire of a sexual.Desire.
这是表达了人在情欲肉体上面彼此互相的那种爱。
But there is this kind of love that's called philia, which represents the kinship and the friendship kind of love.
另外一种爱是 filial 呢，就表达是手足之间那一种的一种爱。
It includes the sort of the funness and the desire of a personal relationship, the knowing of one another, the working relationship through cultivating a time together and the quality of that relationship.
那 filial love 呢，讲到是同伴、伙伴之间，因为同工在一起的。关系日渐增长而产生出来的这种的一种情感的爱。
But the agape love is the unmerited love that God has for the humankind, the kind of love that is unconditional, the kind of love that has no strings attached, so to speak. There's no expectation of a return.
那么另外一个更高层次的是爱加倍呢，这个爱呢是从神而来的，是没有任何先制条件在含在里面的。
Now when in this passage and on this particular verse, when God says love one another, he used the word agape love.
我们看到经文讲说要我们彼此相爱是根据爱加倍从他来的爱。
Now we all know that agape love, if it were unconditional, it's easy for us to say God would agape us because we can feel so much of His love that is unconditional.
所以我们当来到神的面前享受神给我们的爱加倍这个爱呢，我们当然就司空见惯说神啊，你就爱我吧，没有条件就来爱我接纳我吧。
But for us to agape others is very difficult.
但是要我们把神而来的爱加倍的爱呢，能够从我们实行到一个对象，就非常困难了。
The world teaches us about eros love, about filial love.
因为这个世界都告诉我们，有关于 filial 从情欲而来的，或是有条件的人与人之间的一种对等的爱。
You know, you always have some expectations. The reason you love one another.With the way that the world teaches us is so that we can expect something in return, right? I love you so you can love me.
因此在我们的人际关系的一种爱呢，都是世界教导我们的观念，有一种回馈，一种我付出我就要收回。
Let's be honest and let's face it. Indeed, the world teaches us every way possible on how to love with conditions and with expectations.
所以我们必须要这个面对现实啊，要看清这个爱它的本质，就是人与人的爱是有条件的交换的。
But the commandment from the word of God for us to love one another, to agape one another, is a selfless love.
但神所赐给我们的爱加倍这个爱呢，是一个无私的爱。
It's a self-giving love. It's never a considerationof myself more important than the other.
就是一个从来没有把自己摆在里面去计算，好像自己比别人重要的那种先决条件。
So the kind of love that God wants us to love one another, let's review, is to love the people the way they are.
所以我们再来复习一下，神要我们能够彼此相爱，是要我们能够接受对方的本相。
You don't want to love another person just because you want to change him or change her.
我们不是要设下条件，我们要爱对方是因为首先我一定要把那人改变。
Yes, people could be unlovely. Yes, people could be imperfect. Yes, people can be so uncomfortable to deal with. Yes, the person working maybe even together with you in the same committee in the church could disagree with you so harshly that you begin to dislike.
所以我们可以看到我们所周围的人种种的本相，有些人根本就是不可爱，有些人就是很难相处的，还有一些人在教会里跟你同工的时候就处处的好像让你就是格格不入。
But you must remember that that person, even with flaws, may be used by God in ways that you didn't know.
所以说虽然我们可以明白对方是有他天然的缺陷，但是神所赐给你的是超过这一切，让你不要去这个计较，而是包容这些事。
And your love for him or for her is to be unconditional, to be selfless.
并且你所从神而来的爱付出去的是一个没有条件、无私的向神爱加倍的爱的性质。
let's look at the Bible again and see if we do not love brothers the way we are, what will happen?
所以我们再看看圣经怎么教导我们，如果是我们没有照着神所教导我们的命令去爱的话，
Verse 12 continue. He said, do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous.
所以我们看到十二节说到，不可像那该隐啊，他是属那恶者的，杀了他的兄弟。那为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的，那兄弟的行为是善的。
See, sometimes we can show hatred or no love just because someone is better than we are.
有时候呢，我们看到别人比我们强，我们不但不爱他，反而发出来对对方是一种恨。Someone
is doing it right, Abel offer an acceptable offering to God, and Cain, in his heart, began to have a hatred because his offering was not accepted.
你知道该隐啊，他的兄弟叫亚伯，他献给神是神所喜悦的祭物。那该隐看到了他献的祭物，神不喜悦，他就心生记恨了。But
the Bible teaches that we are not going to be like Cain.
圣经告诉我们，我们不可像该隐。
The Bible says, do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death.
十三节又说，弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，他仍然住在死中。
Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him.
十五节，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。Now,
let's think again. We as Christians, when we go out and we love everyone that we come across.
所以我们再一次想一下，我们是基督徒吗？我们到了外面去，我们理当爱所有我们看得见的这些世人。
It could be your co-workers, it could be your friends, in fact, it could be someone that you just come across and get to know at the cashier's register. It could be someone on the street that you just came to know.
Okay, 对方呢，种类非常多，可能是你公司的同伴、同事，你的朋友，你可能在这个买卖东西的时候，那个收银机的这个工作人员。
And many of us show our love to these strangers, and many of them are lost people. We love them with the kind of love that God gave us.
所以不管他们是怎么样子的一个人，不管是在神的这个福音之外失丧的人，或者是他们是一般的弟兄姊妹，我们都应该去爱他们。
But we will love them with no expectations. We will love them with the kind of love that God has shown His love to us.
我们是需要靠着神的爱加倍这个爱，用一个无私对对方没有一个回收期盼的方式去来爱对方。And
when you love the people the way that God does, the world hates you.
若是你真是照着神那一种爱加倍的爱去爱别人， 结果是世人看到了会恨你啊。Because
the world will say, you are stupid, you are ridiculous. Why would you hate someone that you shouldn't be hating and love someone that is lovely?
世人就会很疑惑地问你说，哎呀，你怎么搞的？你怎么会明明是爱那些根本不值得可爱的？ 那原本应该恨的那些人，你反而不去恨他们。Because
we love the unlovely.
因为我们实实在在要去爱那些不可爱的人。The
Christians will love the unlovely.
这个就是问题，就是那真的是需要爱那些不值得我们爱的吗？
But the world will teach you to only love those that are lovable.
因为世界这种观念就会教导你只能爱那些可爱的。
Let's continue. Verse 16 made it very clear. This is how we know what love is.
我们继续看16节，就知道什么是爱。Jesus
Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for each other, or for our brothers.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
See, the commandment again is very clear that we ought to love one another to such a degree that we will lay down our lives for our brothers.
所以主所给我们的彼此相爱的命令是非常明确的，就是朝着一个我们能够愿意为弟兄舍命的那一个目标去走。
That is pretty high calling. I don't think a lot of us are at the position or at the readiness to die for another person in order to show how much we love them.
似乎感觉有点曲高和寡的那种感觉。我不认为好像说每一个人都是随时准备好了，我就是为你不顾一切舍命了。
But the commandment is clear. Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another.
但是主的话在这里非常的明确，他说主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
Now many mothers had that experience of a true sacrificial love, the kind of love that they will be willing to lay down their lives for their children. We can learn this from our mothers here.
我们可以从身为母亲的这个角度看，母爱她是随时她会为着她的所爱的儿女做出牺牲自己生命的奉献。
And in fact there are many stories perhaps you all have heard where when there is a situation when the doctors tell you there is no other options but one choice, you either let your baby live or let yourself mother live and your baby dies。
所以我们也可以在我们生病的时候或听到有关于这一类的情况当中，医生宣告说要不就是保住孩子母亲死，不然就是保住母亲婴孩就活不了。
And nine times out of ten you will find that the mother says let me die and let my baby live.
这种情况十之八九你应该都会知道结果，母亲就说让我走吧，保存孩子生命。
And if you don't believe this, let me tell you an accident that happened that I came to know before I came out of China. There is a flight from Nanking to Xiamen that took off, and yet within 60 seconds, the airplane crashed.
我跟你讲，你不相信的话，我告诉你一个真实故事。就是那时候我还记得，我还没来这个叫准备到美国的时候，在中国啊，从南京到厦门的飞机啊，刚起飞60秒就坠机了。
And the plane crashed from about 600 meters after takeoff, and most of the people in the plane died.
所以当这个坠机之后，拉了这个60米长这一种残骸，飞机上人多半。
There are only a few survivors.
只有少数几个还在那里侥幸存活着。
But one of the survivors was most noticeable because that survivor is a little baby.
因为其中幸免于难的一个就是一个小婴孩。
And the reason that that baby survived is because the mother grabbed the little baby so tight.
这个婴孩能够存活的原因是因为大家后来人发现这个母亲啊紧紧地把这个婴孩抱在她的怀中保护着她。
The mother was ready to die upon the time of crash knowing that she is going to die.
那个母亲在这个坠机的那个刹那知道自己活不了了，但是死着命啊就保住她怀中的婴孩。
And even after her death, it takes tremendous effort for people to take her out so that they can get the baby out of her body.
就是在她母亲抱着婴孩她死去的之后，救难人员死着命啊，把她这个遗骸啊，那个手给拉开来，才能够把这婴孩从她怀中抱出来。
That's the kind of sacrificial love that God wants us to have for one another.
这个说到的就是神要我们要对对方付出的爱加倍的爱的本质。
The kind of selfless, the kind of sacrifice, the kind of self-giving love that God wants us to agape one another.
这就是神要我们学习到无私的爱，牺牲与奉献的爱。 像他对我们爱是一样的。
Isn't that a high calling?
是不是曲高和寡？
But sometimes we do things like this.
但是我们生活好像就是够不上。
Let's look at verse 18. It says, Dear children, let us not love with words or tongues, but with actions and in truth.
十八节，小子们呢，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
In other words, this is suggesting, at least this is implying, that there are people who love just by words and in our tongues.
这就是提醒我们，说到我们避免不要光是嘴巴在那里爱呀爱呀爱呀，但实际上行为却做不到。
Sometimes we don't put in actions to show and demonstrate our love and our commitment and our sacrifices.
就是我们在生活行为当中，你显明不出来这么一个出于神的爱，那是枉然。
And so the Bible pointed out that there are times when we, you and I, as brothers and sisters, have not loved one another in actions and in faith.
所以圣经的真理的话在这时常的反复提醒我们，在生活当中我们是有时候会欠缺了在诚实和行为上面的彼此相爱。
So, if we were going to love one another, how do we know that the love of God is in us?
所以我们当我们实行彼此相爱的时候，我们怎么知道神呢就住在我们里面？
Here the Bible again says very clearly in verse 21.
21节说得很清楚。
Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心啊，若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着。
In other words, if you put out all your actions, if you love your brothers in truth and in honesty, if you totally understands the other person, your brother or your sister, their circumstances, and have no expectations when you love them.
也就是说呢，当我们真是全力以赴，看到了我们要爱的对方，弟兄姊妹，他们的生活当中的需要，而不给予自己一种行动后的一种回收回馈。
Then you love with all that you have, maybe as imperfect as you are, maybe you haven't gone to a degree where everybody expects that you do, but you have put in everything that you can.
也就是说，我们就是能够把我们自己全部的能够放在对方的爱的上面，有一个持续的行动，不管别人是怎么认为，我们是不是应该这样做。
Then your heart will not receive condemnation.
这样子我们的心呢，在神面前就不会被指责了。
And when your heart have no condemnation, then you can have confidence in God.
也就是圣经讲的，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Maybe I should add a little remark here. When you love someone with the kind of love that I am trying to tell you and what the Bible illustrates, it is difficult.
所以我就是让稍微再讲明白一点，若是你们真是照的我现在传讲这个信息，神爱加百的爱，或者是圣经告诉我们这个爱加百的爱的一种方式的话，我相信你们个个都认为说几乎难上加难呢。
Because loving others the way that God wants us to love is not intended to be easy.
因为神他的命令要我们彼此相爱，这个爱，这个是不是说的我们可以很轻松的就可以做到的。
It won't be easy for us as a church to send missionaries and pastors and other ministers in China to attend the conference we just heard a moment ago.
就不像是说好像刚才梁弟兄给我们说到这一个这个大会所要差派的牧师宣教士到各地方去做神的工，那样子容易。
Because it will require the giving that's over and beyond your tithe and your offerings and the support that you already committed elsewhere.
因为神所要我们彼此相爱的爱范围呢远高过我们现在已经做了可能财务上面精力时间上面的这些奉献。
Loving the unlovely, loving the sick, the dying is not easy.
因为爱那些不可爱的对象，同样还是他们身患重病的，真是不容易啊。
Because sometimes you feel like you want to love and show your sympathy, and yet you really don't have words to say.
因为就算是你心里面好像要对方要表达出你这种连续爱怜的心，好像你就找不出话来讲。
Loving the needy, if you think about Mother Teresa in Calcutta in India, how many lives that she touched because the people were needy.
你会想想到这个天主教那个 Teresa 修女在印度这样子的无私的爱那些印度的人民。
People that were sick with skin diseases, and with diseases of all kinds, that you could easily catch because of the contagious nature of all those sickness and diseases. And yet, if you were going to love the needy, you are to touch, you are going to cuddle, you are going to be there for them when they need you.
你可以想到就像他那种修女那种爱的本质爱的对象就是身患这个皮肤像麻风的病而且会传染性的你会把自己设身处地在那个期间想象得到你能够对那些人伸出你的双臂去抱着他们吗真是感觉到不可思议
Loving your enemy, praying for your enemy, it's not easy.
特别还要讲到说为你的仇敌要祷告要爱你的仇敌啊这是不容易啊。None
of this is the way that the world teaches us.
因为这个世界教导我们根本跟这个完全是两回事。But
we must do all of these out of our commandment, but also out of the love that God has for us.
我们仍然要做。 就是照着神所赐给我们的这个命令，照着主耶稣为我们舍命的这个爱的根基上。
We must do this because we experience the love of God and we depend on His love to flow through our lives to others.
我们必须要遵守神的这个命令，因为我们能够体验神的爱，是因为我们已经要完全要依靠着祂。
And you can pray a simple prayer like this. God, thank you for wanting me to love one another.
我们也可以用着简单的祷告向神说，神谢谢你赐给我们机会学习彼此相爱。
But in this particular situation and to this particular person, I don't know how to love.
但是就着这一件事情或对对方这个人，我真不知道该怎么样去爱。
But God, show me how you want to love him. Show me how you want to love her.
但是神啊，求你帮助我，让我能够实行对对方的爱来。But
just use me as a vessel.
而使用我成为你手中的一个器皿。When
you pray this prayer, it's God's love flowing through you to reach out to your adversary, to your enemy, or to just the people that are in need.
这样子你经过祷告之后，神他的爱会充满在你的心中，而让这个爱能够带动你去爱你的仇敌。There
are a lot of people that are in need.
很多的人都需要这样子的爱。And
you are limited in many ways. There is only so much that you can do.
人都是有他受局限的地方，我们也是一样。But
there is no limit as to how much God wants to do through you.
但是对神而言，要透过我们的生命来做他喜悦的事，是没有限制的。See,
the difference is you decided if you were going to love with all that you have and with all that you are.
我们也可以决定是照着我们所有的 我们所示的去实行
Or you want to say, I want to do a little bit more than that. God, you teach us to love one another in ways that you teach me to be, and I can't do it right now, but I'm going to depend on you to love my friends, to love those people in need, to give over and beyond what I can, but with your strength and with your provision.
但是另外一方面我们也可以向神祈求说主啊我愿意交在你的手中来依靠着你来带领我进入到你所教导我的对对方的那种爱对方的那种奉献的这种的行动中。And
when you pray that prayer, you get this promise in verse 22, and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him.
这样子在这一种的祷告与神寻求的这种关系中就可以让你亲自的体验22节并且我们一切所求的就从他得着了为因为我们遵守他的命令行他所喜悦的事。
You see, verse 23 and 24 make it very clear that when you want to do what God commands you to do, and you remain in Him, you have no condemnation in your heart, you seek Him, and you want Him to do whatever He wants to do through your life.
我们23节24节很显明的是告诉我们所有成为他儿女的人呢，只要我们愿意是交在神的手中，由他来带领我们进入到彼此相爱的生活，我们心中就没有指责，就可以向神坦然无惧，也就可以常常的住在神的里面。Because
at that time it is God who lives in you that shows and demonstrates the love for one another, because the Spirit is in you.
因为神是确实住在我们，是神儿女的心中，透过了他的圣灵来教导我们，来显明他的爱和他的作为。Praise
God for the way that He wants to reach out to the world with His own love.
感谢赞美神，能够使用我们，能够走出我们的生活。 进入到那些把他的爱带领到周围的人的生活中。You
and I are not perfect.
你和我都是有缺陷的。We
are the cracked pots.
我们就像刚才那讲的有瑕疵的水缸。But
the half full of water that you and I can deliver to the master's house is meaningful.
虽然我们只是挑着半缸满的水到了主人家，但是这个行动是蛮有意义的。
You and I may be the cracked pots that have flaws that God designed for you and me to have.
或许我们就是有了缺陷裂痕的那水缸，但是这个瑕疵也是神特意为我们精心打造设计的。Love
one another the way they are.
就照着别人的本相来实行彼此相爱之道。
Depends on God's love to love the others.
依靠着神所显明给我们的爱来彼此相爱。
Understands that God's love is unconditional and it's for all mankind.
并且明白神的爱是没有任何条件的，也是他为众人来做显明的。
You and I don't need to limit God's love for His people.
你我实在是不能够限制了他要实行给所有周围人爱的那个拦阻。Let
us be the willing vessels through which God can channel through His love for those around us.
让我们能够把自己交托在神的手中，如同一个通顺的一个管道，能够让他的爱透过了我们，能够流露到周围。
Let's pray together as we close and prepare our hearts for invitation.
让我们在这里低头祷告，然后回应等会的邀请。
Father, I thank you and I praise your name, for your name is love.
天父，我们感谢赞美你的名，你的名就是爱。
You are marvelous, you are wondrous, you are magnificent.
主啊，你实在是神奇奇妙，是何等的超越。
And yet above all of these, you are loving your people.
主啊，你超过我们所想所求的，你爱及深爱我们每一个人。
You are so gracious and so merciful towards us.
主啊，你是满有恩惠慈爱，爱着我们每一个人。
I pray and ask that Father, you help each and every one of us here in this room to understand what is love.
主啊，求你来帮助我们坐在这里的每一个人明白什么是从你来的爱。
And help us to share your love with those around us.
并且能够帮助我们与众人来分享你的爱。
Father, change this world with your own love.
主啊，求你用你的爱来改变这个世界。
The world needs you.
因为这个世界需要你。
And we need your love.
我们也需要你的爱。
And if we have forgotten about our first love for you, remind us with your gracious love.
主啊，我们是已经离开了我们对你起初的爱，求你再三地提醒我们，不要让我们失落。
So that we will reach out to those that are in need with the love that you will show to them.
主啊，因此我们能够带着你向众人所施行的一种爱，以去而爱他们。
We are so blessed as ones who you call as your children.
主啊，我们能够被称为是你的儿女，是何等的蒙福。
And yet among us may be people who do not know you.
还有我们在座的，有人还仍然不认识你。
And I pray and ask that Father, your love be made real to them.
主啊，我们祈求你，求你将你自己透过你的爱向他们心显明你自己。
That there will be a change of heart.
好让他们的心能够因你的爱而改变。
And that they will receive your love and become your children.
好让他们回应接受了你的爱，成为你的儿女。
Father, help us as a church in Oklahoma City Chinese Baptist Church.
天父啊，求你帮助我们在这个地方的奥城华人浸信会。
As a willing vessel to show and to demonstrate your love for us.
主啊，成为你手中一个甘心乐意的器皿，来显明你的爱。
And if any one of us is committed to do that in ways that you taught us today, let us make that commitment.
主啊，就让我们照着我们所承受你教导我们这彼此相爱的方法，委身于你，能够得到你的祝福与帮助。
I thank you and I praise you for your great name once again.
主啊，我再一次的要对你何等伟大的名要献上感恩与赞美。
And let all the people of God say, Amen.
所有神的儿女都说 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.